Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and thank you for listening to Heart and Soul Reflections on Purpose, Passion, and Perseverance. I'm Jory Fisher, your host, and joining me today, May 26, 2010, and every week at this time, is my friend and co-host, Beth Scanzani. Would you like to greet our listeners, Beth?
Absolutely. Happy Wednesday, everybody.
Big day in my life. I'll explain that later. I'd like to extend a warm welcome to our faithful fans and participants, and an especially warm welcome to those of you who are listening to Heart and Soul for the first time. Our topic today is develop your personal brand, uniquely express who you are and what you do, with our fabulous guest, Sherry Dutra, small business and career management coach. Would you like to give us a brief overview, Sherry, of what you'll be talking about today?
Absolutely. Thanks, Jory. We're going to talk a little bit about how personal branding fits into a broader small business marketing system, and then we're going to cover what personal branding actually is, along with looking at two key components that make up personal brand and how our listeners can create their own. And then finally, we're going to take a look at some of the common challenges that arise when people try to define the brand and how to address them.
Perfect. Well, thank you. We certainly look forward to hearing more about that. But before we begin, I'd just like to give our listeners a framework for the show and for today's call. Beth and my vision for Heart and Soul is to create a place, number one, where you can be inspired, encouraged, and supported by people who are making a meaningful difference in their own lives and in the lives of others. And number two, where you can gain some insight into your life purpose and how you can express that unique life purpose to the fullest. Our motivation for hosting Heart and Soul is our deep desire to fulfill and express our respective life purposes, which includes helping you discover who you are and how you're meant to use your gifts and talents in the world around you. And I'm wondering if this would be a good time. It is. I'm going to go ahead and tell you a little bit about the format of our show. To listen live by telephone at 12 noon Eastern or 9 a.m. Pacific, call 1-347-326-9296. To listen live online or to listen to any of our on-demand shows, go to blogtalkradio.com, type Jory Fisher, J-O-R-Y-F-I-S-H-E-R, in the search box, then click on today's episode or the archived episode you wish to hear. If you wish to join our live chat room discussions or share your voice in on-air conversations, you need to register first by clicking on Register on the homepage of blogtalkradio.com and entering your name and email address. And please remember, you can always download the episodes as MP3s or to iTunes. So, Beth, why don't you say a little bit about what's next?
Sure, Jory, thanks. You know, you can take us for a walk. You could take us a walk for a walk on the beach, you know, on your iPhone.
I want to go for a walk.
That. And I would love to go for a walk on the beach with you, so take us along. Seriously, though, we do encourage you to participate actively if you can on the show, because we would love to get your questions. And you can do that in two ways. You can do that through the chat room, or you can do that by calling the number that Jory just listed. And just go ahead and either press 1 if you wish to join the conversation, or in the chat room, just start a chat. And that number, again, in case you didn't write it down, is 1-347-326-9296. And you can use that number any week. So today, during Sherry's interview, I'm going to go ahead and monitor the chat room. And if there are any questions or comments on the phone or in the chat room, I will take at the appropriate time, I'll take your questions and pose them to Sherry. Or it could be a question for Jory or I either. Sherry is going to be talking to you today, again, about personal brand, and then also toward the end of the show, she's going to set you up for a weekly coaching suggestion, which is something that we offer each week. And this week, it's all about you, so stay tuned. And finally, toward the end, we always close with a sneak preview of what's coming on our next edition of Heart and Soul. So now, and I feel like I have a drum roll necessary. Actually, I had hammers and saws and kinds of drills next door until just a few minutes ago, so I was going to use them as a cue if I needed to. Drum roll, please. It is my heartfelt pleasure to formally introduce my friend and colleague, Sherry Dutra. And I've known Sherry for quite a while. Sherry is a small business and career management coach, and she helps people, professional service providers specifically, to market and sell their services so that they can get all the clients they want. And what's better than that? And Sherry actually specializes in coaching baby boomers and corporate professionals who've left or might be considering leaving corporate positions to start their own service-based businesses. And I, for one, know lots of people like that. In fact, I was one. And I found myself wishing as I was thinking about this interview today, Sherry, that I had known you 5 years ago. Because I could have used somebody like you to help me figure out what I wanted to do when I left corporate. In fact, I probably still could.
Well, just let me know.
Yeah. So Sherry's coaching credentials are many, and they include being a certified professional coach through IPEC, which is also the coaching school that I went to. She's a certified trainer for the IPEC program. She's also a certified Book Yourself Solid coach. Educationally, she holds an MBA and a BA in human development, and I'm sure there's more. I'm sure there's much more if you go to her website. Sherry draws upon her extensive corporate background in leadership development and also career management to clearly define the desired outcomes for her clients and to help them to achieve tangible and sustainable results. So today, as we said, Sherry is going to talk about the key components of developing a personal brand and also provide you with some tips and some exercises to help you create or enhance your own personal brand. And as I said, I've known Sherry for many years. I don't want to even think about how many at this point. And I know her to be incredibly knowledgeable and professional in just so many aspects of business and coaching, not to mention that she rides a Harley. So Sherry is both professional and fun, and I know that you're going to enjoy her time with her today. Sherry, before we start the interview itself, is there anything that you want to add to my introduction?
No, actually, Beth, I think you have covered the key points.
Okay, great. All right, so why don't we start with, if you would just tell us a little bit about, you know, where were you before you started this business initiative that you're doing now? Just quickly, how, you know, where were you before you got here?
Okay. Well, you know, I spent about 25 years in the corporate world overall and worked in a variety of industries, both commercial and defense electronics, financial services, retail, and most of that time I spent in human resources, especially focused in the areas of compensation and leadership development and learning. So it was a great experience. My corporate life really was a great experience for me. And in the last corporate role that I was in, I had the opportunity to hold the program manager role for a human resources leadership development program for a Fortune 100 company in Massachusetts. And again, great experience before moving out on my own.
Yeah, yeah. Wonderful experience. So you had a very successful, very lucrative career.
Absolutely.
So how the heck did you make that shift? I know everybody's always asking that question. How did you do that? And, you know, just I know that we could probably have a glass of wine or a cup of coffee and spend the evening talking about how some of these things actually happen, but perhaps just an abbreviated version of your own success story with that.
Well, it kind of started as a kid. I had experience in working in a family-owned business growing up, so that entrepreneurship is kind of in my blood. But it really came, you know, around the time that many other people started to kind of rethink their lives is after 9/11. I really started to take a look at my life in general and my career and what was it that I really wanted to do. And I kept feeling this kick to do something different, have more autonomy in my life. And so I ultimately made a complete career change at that point and became a financial planner. And it was an opportunity for me to really combine my analytical skills, my educational background, into something that really would help people meet, in this case, their financial dreams, But what I ran into was that the marketing and sales aspect of it just was not a good fit for me. You literally knocked on people's doors in this particular company that I moved into in 2002. And, you know, I was at a place where I really felt I needed to make a decision. After months of training to take exams and starting to fill my funnel through this door-knocking activity, I was now a licensed broker. And the very next week, after this last week of training, I was going to need to make a decision. I was going to need to start selling. Yeah. And given the angst I felt about all this door-knocking thing, I felt I had to make a decision. From my own integrity standpoint, I was either going to stick with it and do the door knocking and build my business, or I was going to leave. What I didn't want to do was to get out there and start getting clients and then bail out on them a few months down the road. So, you know, I decided to leave and went back and did some corporate work again. Spent almost another year, 5 years in leadership development. But, you know, it just never left that itch to be out on my own, and it was becoming more more persistent as time went on, to really have a chance to more directly see the impact that I had on others. Mm-hmm. So, you know, about 2004, I started looking into coaching, and I talked with coaches. What did they love about it? What were the challenges of getting started? You know, where had they gone for their training? By the following year, I knew that that's what I wanted to do, and by 2006, I decided to invest in a coach training program that would really hone those skills and allow me to do my best work with my clients. But I really felt in the beginning that I was going to find a way to use this inside of my corporate job. Yeah. And that was, you know, that was the scared person inside of me saying, this is too big to go out on my own. Geez, I don't know how I would replace my income and all of that. So, you know, in true coach format, I hired my own coach to help me. Mm-hmm. And to really help me get past what was holding me back, help me put a plan in place. And in 2008, I took the plunge and went out on my own. And it was really getting to that point of choosing that I am going to create my life and have faith that I could do it, and that's what gave me the courage to move forward.
Yeah, it is amazing how when we look back, like for example, I'm thinking about you knocking on doors and knowing you personally and thinking about you going up to a strange person's door and knocking on it to try to sell something. It's just so, you know, was so not you at the time. But if you look back, I mean, it's knocking on doors. It's marketing. And here you are, you know, I'm sure it would have been totally unexpected if you looked at it 10 years ago, here you are working on marketing and personal branding. And I just think it's fascinating how really life is a training ground for what we are meant to do.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think that's great. So speaking of life being a training ground for what we're meant to do, your work is also about personal branding and what makes people unique. And those two things combined, of course, make me think of the life purpose work that I do. And you and I have done some life purpose work together. So I'm wondering, how does true purpose work, life purpose work, and the work that you do now, how does that fit together? How does that relate?
Well, you know, through the work that you and I did together, Beth, I really came to discover that my purpose is related to helping people tap into their highest potential and be able to express that through their career. And that's whether they're working in a corporation or whether they're out on their own. And through the career management and small business coaching, I get to focus on what it is that I absolutely love to do the most and be able to express my purpose in the process, which is about helping people to draw out their core needs and values, tap into their strengths and gifts, and really help them work towards finding work that is meaningful and purposeful and be able to partner with them if they're starting their own business to build one that's profitable and sustainable while they're doing what they love. Mm-hmm. And, you know, with this focus on baby boomers, that tends to be, you know, we're all in that phase of life, you know, late 40s to early 60s at this point in time, where people really are wanting to do what it is that is meaningful and purposeful in their work as well as in the rest of their life. And so it's really a great population to work with.
Oh, absolutely. People in this generation are just hungry to know who they are and what they're meant to do and how to express that in the world. Absolutely. And actually, it sounds, as I listen to you and as I've talked to you about your work, it sounds like the purpose work that Jory and I do and the Book Yourself Solid work that you do could actually fit really nicely together if we ever want to do something as a joint creation.
Yeah, they do. As we talk more about it today, I think you'll see how it does fit, complement one another very well.
Yeah, absolutely. So just quickly, I'd like to just ask you about how you happened to start doing the Book Yourself Solid work as part of your business, and then just slip into the personal branding and how does that fit with the Book Yourself Solid system. So,
okay. Thanks, Beth. So, you know, it is like everything else. It's kind of it evolved over time. And, you know, as I started to work with different types of clients, particularly with some work I did with folks in career transition, I took the opportunity to kind of notice who was it that I was getting the most passionate and excited about working with. And as it turned out that even though I loved working with all of my clients, there were those who were looking for a totally new career or maybe taking the step to start their own business that really got me jazzed up, if you will. And I had been familiar with Michael Port's book, the system that I work with, the Book Yourself Solid System, is designed by Michael. Mm-hmm. And I was familiar with his work, and last year he presented an opportunity to become certified in his system. And so I leaped at the chance to do that. You know, I was already familiar with Michael's work. I had done a little bit of it in my own business, but really, you know, as someone who doesn't particularly care for marketing, traditional marketing and sales, you know, as we talked about the financial planner thing, you know, I love that the system comes from a place of abundance, joy, and meaning, and it truly resonated with me, and I knew I just needed to bring this to others who struggle with this aspect of running their own business. So when you look at personal branding is a piece of the overall Book Yourself Solid system. And another part of this that I truly love is the fact that it's supported by both practical and spiritual principles. So when you look at the practical side of things, there are likely two simple reasons why people don't have all the clients they'd like to have. They either don't know what to do to attract and secure those clients, or they know what to do, but they're not doing it. On the spiritual side of things, you know, I really believe that as service providers, people who want to serve others, that there are people whom we are meant to serve and others that we're not. And the system really allows us to address both of these principles, to not only conduct marketing and sales in a way that's authentic for us, but also to be very, very clear about whom it is that we serve. So the personal branding piece fits within the first module of the system, which is your foundation. And, you know, most people begin on the marketing tactics side. So we think we need to be out there and marketing ourselves. And this is important. But what that does is to create awareness of what we have to offer. And what's most critical is that once people do, in fact, become aware of you, that when they, quote, unquote, step on your foundation, they want to see if it feels secure. Are they in the right place? Does this person get me? Do I resonate with who this person who might provide me with some assistance, do I resonate with who they are? If that foundation feels secure, and as I mentioned, personal branding is a piece of that, then they'll give you the opportunity to build trust and credibility with them over time. And if you do a good job here, then you have the opportunity to have a sales conversation with them when they're ready. And then we go back to the marketing pieces again that pull it all together and keep people aware of you. But we really work on those pieces in as they complement one another and building that foundation and how to build trust and credibility first.
Yeah, boy, I tell you, the more you talk, you're right, the more I'm seeing how your program, the Book Yourself Solid program and the True Purpose program, particularly when it gets to purposeful marketing, are so aligned on these principles. And I know that you, when you were starting out to do your work before, you did your website, you did a lot of work to find out who you were and what you wanted to be in the world, through the purpose work and through other ways that you went about doing that.
Absolutely.
Because why bother to build a website and go out and market yourself and make business cards if you really don't understand who you are and who you're meant to serve?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Actually, Sherry, this is Jory. That is one of the biggest problems that I've found among entrepreneurs that I know. Their hesitation to build a website is, okay, I put it up there, but I don't know what I'm going to say. And the reason they don't know what they're going to say is because they're not exactly sure of who they are, who they want to show up as in the world, what they want to do to serve others.
Absolutely.
But that is a big component of not getting a website launched.
Right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. And the thing that you said, Sherry, about, you know, you're not going to, if you're really on target, on purpose, if you're who you are and what you're meant to do, you're not going to get every client. If you're getting every client, if you were getting every client, you couldn't possibly be on purpose because there's nobody who can mm-hmm. please everybody.
Right.
You know, so people are going to say no, and that's good because that leaves you time, you know, to go out and focus on the people who you are meant to work with.
Mm-hmm. And as a part of the whole system, we do look at how do you define your ideal client? Exactly what are the characteristics of that person that allow you to do your best work, that allow you to be energized and inspired, because that's where you want to be focusing your energy. So we talk about that as well in the overall system and get that defined.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So let's get right into personal brand then, and what do we need to consider then if we're thinking about developing our own personal brand?
Well, you know, some of the key things to be looking at is first of all, let's kind of just quickly look at what personal brand is. And it's really about deciding how you want to be known in your market. You know, you don't want to leave something like this up to chance. You really want to clearly and consistently define, express, and communicate who you are, whom you serve, and why you've chosen to dedicate your life and work to serving the target market that you've chosen. So this is a lot more than just what you do. It's about uniquely you, which allows you to distinguish yourself and what's unique and special about who you are and what you do from everybody else, because there are a lot of folks who do similar work, and that's great. But what is it that is different about you that makes how you approach that particular type of work something different? So we want you to develop a personal brand that looks like you and thinks like you and sounds and feels like you, something that when people see it, they like instantly recognize it as your essence. So things to be considering when you develop your personal brand is, you know, usually people think about branding from a corporate perspective. So they look at things like logos, you know, color schemes, maybe identifying with a particular image. And these things do matter. They are important. But a personal brand for an individual involves two key things, and that's your who and do what statement and your why you do it statement. And let me explain what these are.
Mm-hmm.
Your who and do what statement helps the prospective client to determine for themselves, am I in the right place to help me do or achieve what I want? So this is just the first step for them to see if they're in the right place. They're not ready to buy yet. They're just kind of feeling things out. Your why you do it statement gets at what you stand for. It's the philosophy that sort of underlies everything that you do. And if you think about it in terms of why you get up in the morning, you know, what gets you out of bed, excited for the day, and when the prospective client can connect with that, then they have the ability to be more ready to buy. And it's even possible that your why you do it statement may ultimately serve as a foundation for a tagline for you or your business, but that's kind of a secondary piece. So I want you to just think about for a moment, you know, any service provider that you've utilized in the past. It might be a dentist, a massage therapist, a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're looking at first, does this person work with people like you to help solve the types of problems that that you need solved? And there are many of them that you would answer yes to. But when you go in and meet them and start to get to know them, that's where what they stand for is either going to resonate with you
mm-hmm.
or not.
Yeah, that resonating. And that resonating is something from my experience that people can actually viscerally feel. It's that it's that feeling when somebody's speaking where you go, oh my gosh, I don't care how many people I have to knock over, I need to get up to talk to that person and get in, you know, get in line first, because I have to know more. I have to work with that person. They get me, they see me, they know me, they, you know. It really is a powerful thing. Is that your experience, Sherry?
Oh, absolutely. Well, it was funny. I was thinking about this before we came on today, and you know, I have a dentist who I've been going to for years, and probably like most people, you know, I don't really love going to the dentist. But what I get to look forward to here, she knows that, you know, patients are not necessarily thrilled when people are having their teeth drilled, and she creates such a wonderful atmosphere of being able to listen to music, of putting this lovely, you get the choice to have this beautiful hand cream put on your hands.
Oh, wow.
And she, you know, gives you these little plastic gloves to put on over them, and then she gets these warm mitts that they heat in the microwave, and she puts them on your hands over
gosh.
The cream, and it's just like you're getting a little hand treatment.
Wow.
While she's working on your teeth, and it's like, oh, this is so wonderful.
I'm going to have to talk to my dentist.
Give her some ideas.
Yeah.
So, you know, so how do you create these statements? So people are probably sitting there saying, okay, well, what are these statements?
Mm-hmm.
You know, your who and do what statement lets people know exactly whom you help and what you help them do. And so you want to keep it really simple and straightforward. Who's your target market as specifically as possible? And, you know, remember, we've talked about this before. You can't effectively market to everyone. So you want to maximize the return on your marketing investment, whether it's dollars or time, by selecting a specific market to focus on. And then consider the results that you help your clients achieve or the problems you help them solve. So just come up with ideas that are accurate and clear. Come up with as many as you can. An example would be, I help professional service providers get all the clients they want. Very simple and straightforward.
So if I'm a person who wants clients, that might make my ears ring and I might get excited by that. Oh, I want all the clients I want?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the kind of thing you're talking about?
Well, yes, exactly. So that I'm being very clear about, you know, I'm not saying I'm a small business career management coach.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm focusing more on who is it that I serve, professional service providers, and what is the kind of the key thing that I help them do? I help them get all the clients they want. Well, okay, so that's the person who's out there who's trying to build their business and doesn't feel it's full to the extent that they'd like it to be, that perks them up and say, okay, well, here's somebody who deals with somebody in my situation around the problem I'm trying to solve.
Uh-huh.
So that's the first piece to help them know, okay, I'm in the right place.
Yeah.
But they don't know yet whether they resonate with me or not.
Uh-huh.
So that's where the why you do it statement comes in.
Okay.
Because lots of other people are going to share my who and do what statement, anybody else's industry, lots of other people will share your who and do what. So now they want to know if they connect with you.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to know the reason you do what you do. So you want to really be thinking about, you know, what is it that gets me up in the morning?
Yeah.
How do I get excited every day? And so for me, you know, my kind of why I do it statement is around helping people tap into their highest potential, express that in their corporate careers or businesses, and achieve their desired success.
Would you say that one more time?
It was to help people tap into their highest potential,
mm-hmm.
express that in their corporate careers or businesses,
mm-hmm.
and achieve their desired success. That's what excites me.
Okay.
And I did ultimately turn that into a tagline, which is unleash your peak potential.
Yeah, absolutely. That's great.
So, you know, Your why you do it statement helps others to know what it's like to be around you.
Mm-hmm.
It says something about who you are at the core. It really is the essence of what you want to achieve in the world. It's that bigger vision that's the inspiration for what you do in your business. It's the way in which you're trying to touch other people's lives in a positive and meaningful way. And in this case, when you're looking at why you do what you do, this doesn't need to be targeted because it goes beyond your target market. And it's about the connection you make with people. And it's not necessarily what you would say to someone, but the more that you are clear within yourself about why you do what you do every day, that passion and excitement comes out when you start to talk with the people that you're meant to serve.
Absolutely.
And they can hear that.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I know that we've all had experience with that, you know, when you can really feel that somebody's speaking from their point of passion, from their heart, from their soul, however you want to hold that. And, boy, it just, it's moving. It's moving.
Absolutely.
It really is.
I think, Sherry, that it's all about integrity. Mm. You know, if you try to hold yourself out as somebody that you aren't, you know, go after a certain client segment, for example, because you think maybe you'll make more money that way.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, it's going to show up. You're going to show up as not being authentic. So I think if you really are reflecting who you are at your core and you're manifesting integrity in what you do, then it's whatever happens is going to be right.
Yeah, and I think this piece is actually missing in so many people's approach to starting a business. They go out and they say, well, what's needed in the market? You know, what is the market?
Do a needs assessment.
Who do I know that's making money, you know, and which of those things would I like to do instead of starting with what's inside and what we're, you know, really uniquely designed to do and to express.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and people go out and they end up starting one career after another, or they start a career and they fail, or they're, you know, or they're just not as happy as they could be.
Well, going back to Jory's comment on integrity, is if, in fact, we're not working with the folks who inspire and energize us, then we're likely working with folks that may drain our energy in some way. And if we're working with folks who drain our energy, we're doing them a disservice. You know, so from an integrity standpoint, we're not only holding ourselves and our own integrity, but also it's out of integrity to let a person work with us with whom we can't do our best work for them.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's an important
component
as well.
Such an important point. And if we really look at that, it's when we're doing something that drains us, it's affecting us emotionally and physically. I mean, it's the source of stress. It's the source of dis-ease. So we're affecting ourselves personally. We're affecting the people that we work with. We're not serving them the way that they might be served with somebody else. And ultimately, we are really affecting the world because we're not bringing to the world what we're meant to bring.
Okay.
And, you know, nobody else is going to do that in quite the way that we would. So, you know, really, if you think about it, not understanding who you are and what you're meant to do and expressing that in the way that you can through the book Yourself Solid or True Purpose is really has huge impact personally and in the world.
Yeah, it really is incredible.
Yeah, yeah. So what are just a couple of other things that we need to know about developing a personal brand?
Well, one of the things that you want to do is consider the qualities that make you uniquely you. And I've got a few questions here that you might want to jot down, listeners might want to jot down for later, and some questions to start to do a little bit of introspection and dig this out. So how are you unique? What are three things that make you memorable? What are the special talents that you've been good at since you were a child? What kinds of things do people always compliment you on? What do you love or never grow tired of talking about in your personal life? And what do you want to say when you're asked about your work that you also would never grow tired of talking about? Now,
Sherry, would you please repeat those in case people missed a few words?
Sure. So how are you unique? What are three things that make you memorable? The special talents that you've been good at since you were a kid? What people compliment you on? And what do you love or never grow tired of talking about in your personal life? And what you'd want to say when you're asked about your work that you also would never grow tired of talking about. So here's the key. We're often way too close to see these qualities that stand out to others, so I would challenge you to take some of these questions and send them to different people in your life, friends, family, clients, neighbors, acquaintances you know from different parts of your life, And, you know, it may feel a little intimidating, excuse me, to do that. Excuse me one sec. Sorry about that. Mm-hmm. You know, it may feel a little intimidating to do that, but you'll be surprised at the kinds of answers that you get back. You'll start to see the truth of who you are, and you'll also probably get some really nice responses from people. Mm-hmm. And brand is something that it's okay to tweak over time. What's essential is that as you're tweaking that personal brand, stay true and consistent with what you stand for and stand in that strength and continue to be connected with that.
Yeah, I'm wondering, well, maybe from your own personal experience, Sherry, when you sent out lists like that or questions like that to people, did you get information that was really surprising, that really surprised you about how they saw you?
I did. I got things that I'm like, oh, I never would have. You know, some things were like, yes, I'm not surprised they said that. Other things were, oh, geez, I had never thought of that before. I didn't even know somebody noticed something like that before. Mm-hmm. Because it is often the things that we're really good at that we just feel like everybody else is too. We don't notice that they're different or special. And when somebody points it out, and what was very interesting was the consistency between the responses that I got from people.
Yeah, I like I'm thinking, Jory, about that miner's hat example. Why don't you share that with Sherry? She'd probably enjoy it.
Oh, okay. This is an example that Jeffrey Van Dyke uses and Tim Kelly in our True Purpose program, that it's with respect to our essence. And the idea is that when we walk into a room wearing a miner's hat, think of each person having a different color or maybe a different shape hue of the light that's in the miner's hat. And we don't necessarily know the light that's in our own particular hat because we don't always take it off and study it, right? But it's like, what color shows up? What shows up to make the room different when we walk into a room? And then what color is like left behind, maybe hints of it when we walk out? I just think it's a beautiful example of
it is.
Radiation of who we are.
Yeah, it is. I love that.
Yeah, and I love it too. And I love the part about it is we can't see our own color. You know, we can't see it. It's about, you know, everybody else could tell us what color it is, but we can't see it. So often we can't see our own strengths. We can't see some of the things that that we don't want to see about ourselves, and we also can't see some of our greatest gifts. So great.
So thanks for sharing that, Jory.
Yeah, I love that one. So, Sherry, we're going to wind down in a minute or two and have you leave some time for you to talk about your services and what you offer. But before we do that, could you just highlight in a couple of the, you know, because some people may be thinking, well, gee, that sounds great, but, you know, I would have this problem or I would have that problem. What are some of the key challenges that people have? And, you know, if you can say anything about how the system addresses those.
Yeah, the biggest thing that pops up for people is when we start looking at what is it that we do really well, what's unique about us, our inner critic just gets very active. And, you know, the same thing has happened to me, you know, when I started to look at my own business. You know, there were memories of my door knocking days and knowing that marketing and sales wasn't something that I had liked so much in the past, and how was I going to do that? And, you know, that inner critic, it's that voice that just wants to nag at us and tell us in some way that you're just not good enough to reach success, you know, that it's not going to happen, regardless of the boatloads of evidence that, to the contrary, that, in fact, you have everything you need to be successful. That little voice still sits there and says, you know, I'm not smart enough, I'm not effective enough, I'm not experienced enough, they're going to find me out, you know, I don't deserve great success. You know? That one kind of resonated, huh?
Well, it's funny because I'm familiar with the term imposter syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Yeah.
And we all have it.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, these messages, you know, may or may not be the ones that you hear, and it doesn't really matter what words get whispered to you. They all boil down to the same thing. You're just not good enough in some way. And, you know, we can even fear success if the inner critic can convince us that we're going to fail eventually. So, you know, this is a pesky little thing that pops up for people. And the way that you can deal with that and take power away from that in a critic is simply, first and foremost, becoming aware of it and recognizing that it's only a part of who we are. It's not our identity. And so when we become aware of it, we now have the opportunity to say, okay, how do I want to manage this? Because in my deepest heart, I know this is not true. And it may be, and everyone will have something different that works for them, but it may be, you know, you go back and look at the vision board you may have created for yourself if that's the type of thing that works for you. It may be that you have a series of inspirational quotes or you have affirmations that you use to help remind you of what it is that you have to offer and what it is that you have to bring, and to quiet that voice and recognize that, okay, this is just, you know, this is just something that is a piece of who I am, but it doesn't define me.
Absolutely.
And it's not going to get in my way.
Thank you. Thank you. That's so important. So, Sherry, before we close, what would you like to tell our listeners about the services that you provide?
Okay. Well, my services, we talked about earlier, about in two key areas. It's both coaching in career management and small business marketing. And I do specialize with baby boomer corporate professionals, so similar to my own path, who've left or considering leaving their corporate positions to start their own service-based businesses. And if they're still thinking about it from a career management standpoint, I really help them determine the best next step for them to fully connect with what they most want to do, whether that's starting their own business or whether it's continuing on perhaps in a different type of work. If they've already made the move, then I can partner with them to help them build the financial freedom they're looking for through working with them through the Book Yourself Solid system. And, you know, that's done both individual coaching, group coaching, as well as running workshops and seminars.
Right. Great. And I know you do webinars, too, which are accessible from anywhere.
Yes, absolutely.
Webinar specialist.
Yeah.
So you got any goodies for us, any special offers for the listeners?
I do. First, I'd like to invite everyone to attend an upcoming free webinar that is focused on another pillar of the Book Yourself Solid Foundation, and this one is about why people buy what you're selling. And in this webinar, we're going to focus on the four steps to creating ongoing demand for your services. And I'm co-hosting this event with a friend and colleague of mine, Deb Burkum. And it's scheduled for Friday, June 4th, from 11 to noon Eastern Time. And so if you are interested, please email me. And my email address is Sherry, Sherry, at DutraAssociates.com. And that's D as in David, U-T-R-A, Associates, no spaces or anything, .com. And just shoot me an email. Let me know that you're from the show. And I will send an email back to you with the link to register. Again, this is a free webinar we're doing a week from Friday. And also, we're planning, the other offer I have for folks is that we're also planning to begin a group coaching program on the Book Yourself Solid system after that webinar. So if you decide to join us for group coaching, I'll provide a 10% discount on the program fee.
Awesome. All right. So make sure that if you call Sherry, which I recommend that you do, Sherry at DutraAssociates.com. Make sure that you mention that you found her, listened to her, heard her on Blog Talk Radio with Beth and Jory. Great. Well, thank you so much, Sherry. I've really enjoyed this, and I would love to have lots more time to talk to you about this, and I will off air.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate you having me on the show today.
Oh, you're so welcome. And as our listeners know, every week we offer a coaching suggestion. These are suggestions to help you take the work further. Whoever's coming to speaking offers a suggestion about how to take the work a little bit further during the week. So, Sherry, would you offer a coaching suggestion to our listeners?
Absolutely, and I'm going to challenge them a little bit. I got three steps for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want you to, number one, craft your who and do what statement. Keep it really simple. Just finish the statement, I help, and then plug in who it is that you help and what it is you help them do. So that's the first thing. The second is to craft your why you do it statement. So get out of your comfort zone, shove that inner critic off in the corner someplace, and really think boldly about who you are. And, you know, as you do this, it is important to ask yourself, you know, what is your purpose? What's your vision of what you hope to achieve through your work? What gets you really excited in the morning? And then just use that to prompt you to jot down a few why you do it statements and work with that. And the third piece is to explore those questions I gave you earlier that explore your uniqueness and natural talents. And, you know, ask some other people to help you with this. It is a little hard to do it on your own. But you want to craft that unique message to those who are waiting to hear it. And this is no time with personal branding to be watering down at all who it is that you really are.
Thank you so much, Sherry. Jory, I'm going to turn it back to you now.
Okay, well, sure.
Do you have any final questions, or do you just want to wrap up?
Well, I think I'll go ahead and wrap up, but before I do that, I just want to say, Sherry, this is just beautiful. I'm very familiar with the Book Yourself Solid system with Michael Port, and Elizabeth Marshall, of course, is a big guru in this, and she and I have talked about it. I've read the book. I think it's almost as if I had just taken the book and dumped it into a bucket of yellow highlighter, but love it, and I'm so glad that you've been able to be our guest today.
Thank you.
I want to just remind our listeners that we truly do want heart and soul to be an experience that we co-create with you. And here's how we'd love for you to participate. Number one, to join us each week by phone, online, or by listening to our archived episodes. Number two, to please participate in our discussions, either online or by telephone. We always have friendly guests who would be more than eager to speak with you, address your questions or concerns or comments. Number three, to please try out the coaching suggestions and let us know what insights and results you came up with. And finally, number four, to send your suggestions for topics and guest speakers to Jory@findpurpose.com or to Beth Scanzani, S-C-A-N-Z-A-N-I, at AOL.com. And by doing this, you will help Beth and me and our guests help at least 2,010 people live a more authentic, purposeful, and joyful life in the year 2010. So before we give our listeners a preview of next week's show, is there anything particularly purposeful you want to share about what's going on in your life, Beth? Besides saws and all the other stuff?
Besides the building that's going on next door?
Right.
Well, I guess I will just quickly just share one thing that happened that I think is worth telling about. I am in the process of buying a house, although last week I almost got scared out of buying it by a lot of people who were telling me horror stories about conservation committees and wetland regulations and things like that, because the house is next to some wetlands and it's covered by that. And I was thinking about making some changes to the houses and doing some things. I said, no, oh, gosh, you don't want to get involved in that. You'll be in meetings. You'll be paying fees. You'll be held up. And it got to the point where I just, oh, maybe I don't want to get involved in this. And so I kind of sat with that. And being someone who works with dreams, I work with symbols. And I started to think about the wetlands. And it all of a sudden came to me as I visualized these wetlands on my property, oh, my gosh, wetlands. To somebody who works with the subconscious, yeah, this is like a symbol of the water coming up, you know, into my where my home is. And I said, oh my God, that's me. That's what I do. That's what I love. And I started to read the regulations, and they were talking about, you know, preserving the true nature of the land and the flora and the animals. And I said, oh my gosh, I do that. You know, I help work with people to find their true nature and express who they are in the world. I says, we're kindred spirit. I love this. And I went and saw the woman down the town on last Monday about the wetlands, and we are best friends. And I don't anticipate any problems with my property. It's just so funny how a shift in attitude and beliefs and the way we look at things creates an entirely different experience of life. So that's my share.
Well, it's a lot about glass half full and glass half empty, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have to tell you, I have a good friend, Ed Thomas, who's a specialist in all of that. He was a big guru in floodplain management when I used to work there, and he's right there in Boston.
All right. Well, I'm not going to need any help. I'm all set. Thank you.
To help you do what you do even better.
Yes.
So that's great. And for me, just like last week, I'm just in the season of graduations. My family has 5 graduations over the course of 3 or 4 weeks, and we've already graduated 3, and then I have a 4th graduation tomorrow. I'm here in Lexington, Virginia. My daughter's graduating from Washington and Lee University. We had a beautiful baccalaureate service this morning, and looking forward to her service tomorrow, her graduation ceremony. And then after that, I only have one more, and that's 3 weeks from now at a public high school. So this is very purposeful for me as a mom and as a wife to see my family do so well, and it's just been a beautiful, joyful, emotional, sometimes teary-eyed experience, but it's been fantastic.
Great.
So thank you. So anyway, I would love to give our listeners a taste of next week's show, if I may.
Sure, go right ahead.
On June 2nd, our guests will be Donna Dilley and Susan Schlossberg. The topic will be Why Manners Matter, and Donna and Susan will discuss how training our youth in courtesy, character, and citizenship is an investment in our children's future success, and we will also be learning some appropriate manners and etiquette ourselves and seeing how that is such a vital necessity for today's society. So that's what I'm looking forward to hearing next week. They're both friends of mine, and they're in the Roanoke area, and I think we're all going to be in for quite a treat. Okay. So anyway, thank you, Beth and Sherry. You've been listening to Heart and Soul, everybody, with Jory Fisher, a life, career, and true purpose coach from Lynchburg, Virginia, broadcasting from Lexington today, with Beth Scanzani, a life, leadership, true purpose, and dream coach from Rockport, Massachusetts, and with our special guest, Sherry Dutra, small business and career management coach and specialist in the Michael Port Book Yourself Solid system. Sherry is the owner of Dutra Associates and is from Hudson, New Hampshire. So we'd like to leave you with this quote for the week, and Sherry, I'm wondering if you'd please do the honors.
I'd be happy to. This quote is actually a little short poem, really, and it comes from Michael Dooley's book, Choose Them Wisely, Thoughts Become Things. And I thought this was particularly appropriate for our topic today. So he says, "A lot of time I wasted wishing I could be the opposite of everything my mirror showed to me. But then one day I realized the only thing to do was try to be a better me and not another you."
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great. Hey, you know what? Now we're going to have to start having poetry, Beth. That was our first poem. I love it. Well, thank you, Sherry, and thank you so much, everyone, listening live and on the recording for being with us today. I invite you to please visit my website at womenfindpurpose.com and to email me at Jory, J-O-R-Y, at womenfindpurpose.com or Beth at BethScanzani at AOL.com if you'd like to share your questions, ideas, or comments with us. Also, please let me know if you'd like to receive my weekly announcements of our upcoming shows in Heart and Soul. I'd be very happy to include you in my mailing list. And everybody, just so you'll know, Beth and I absolutely, like Sherry, we love what we do. We do everything that we can to be authentic and purposeful in everything that we do, including this radio show. And we do, each of us, offer individual coaching as well as group coaching. Beth and I actually coach together to help people find their true purpose. And if you are interested in either the individual coaching with Beth or Jory or with group coaching with Beth and Jory, we'd love for you to let us know. In addition, remember, Sherry, would you please give your website address again one more time?
Yes, the website is www.dutraassociates.com, and that's D-U-T-R-A Associates. And I'll give my phone number also. It's area code 603-595-1588.
Terrific. Well, thank you so much, and I hope people do take you up on your offer. That sounds great.
Thanks. We'd love
so
to
So, Beth and
them.
Sherry, would you like to say goodbye now?
Go ahead, Sherry.
Okay, thanks. Well, I just want to thank you both very much and thank everyone in the audience today. It was a real joy to be here, and goodbye, and have a wonderful weekend, everybody.
Oh, thanks, Sherry. It was a pleasure to have you, and I am going to sign up for your webinar.
Yay!
Okay.
Well, I would
great.
Say I would sign up for Harley lessons, but everybody who knows
Well, that's a whole nother story.
That's another story for another day, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. How I came to ride Harley.
That's great. Well,
all right.
Thank you, ladies, so much. And until next week, then, may God bless all of you out there. May God bless you, keep you, guide you, and inspire you to be all you're designed to be. Thank you, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.